Who remembers what I talked about 2 weeks ago? Fruit of the Spirit, right? Not fruit of the loom, not Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. You guys ever been to IHOP? Yeah? Who goes to IHOP on a regular basis? Gio, you're an IHOP man? I'm more of a Jim's guy myself. Enjoy Jim's experience. Or Cracker Barrel. Give a shout out to the Guajardos, even though only one of them works there and he's not here. Yes, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Fruit of the Spirit. Okay, what is the fruit of the Spirit? But what other than that, what is it? Where do we find the fruit of the Spirit? Where do we find out where that's at? Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:20. Thank you. All right, let's read this out together. Oh, thank you. Let's read this together, okay? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Which of these did we study the last time? Love, joy, and peace. Awesome. Yes, that's correct. Now, is there 9 fruits of the Spirit? 9 different ones, and we can pick and choose which ones we like the best and apply those and forget the rest of them? Is that how it works? It's like, yeah, I'm a really patient guy, but I don't love people, so I'm going to be patient and sit around all day and wait for my day in the sun, but I'm not going to love anyone. Is that how it works? No, and how do we know that? By this word is right here, right? It says the fruit of the Spirit is. Not the fruits of the Spirit are. It's one thing. The fruit of the Spirit is one thing. And as we progress in our Christian walk and as we get to know the Lord more, all 9 aspects of this one fruit should begin to be more and more prevalent in our lives. It's not a pick and choose or, hey, I'm okay at this, not good at that. As we develop our own relationship with Jesus, all of these aspects of the fruit of the Spirit should become visible. We should see these things in our lives. And so this week I'm going to focus on the next 3, which is patience, kindness, and goodness. But first I want to recap week 1, love. Anybody remember what the definition for love was? Anybody have their own definition of love? How about like when you get home and your like puppy comes and he jumps on your lap, gives you some sweet kisses on your fingers? No? Is that love? Does your puppy love you? When I go over to Heather's house once a year, like her dog jumps up at me and she starts like licking my face. And I'm like, get this dog off of me. And Heather goes, she loves you. And I say, no, she doesn't. She's a stupid dog. Get the dog off of my face. She loves you. No, she doesn't. She just likes the way it tastes because I was sweaty and now I'm salty. So she's just like, because I sweat a lot, all right? It's a condition. It's called saltyitis. No, what's the definition for love? I made up my own, and I think this is about as good as you can get. Genuinely caring for someone more than yourself, unselfish. I believe at the bottom, the underlying theme of love is unselfishness. That's the bottom line. Definition of love is being unselfish. Anybody remember the definition of joy? Anybody know what joy is? Huh? Hey? joy, a feeling of great pleasure or happiness, right? And then the third one was peace. Peace was, man, can we turn that ice machine back on? Kind of liked it better. Yeah. Maybe you can load up like a buzz sound to play. Peace, freedom from disturbance, quiet, and tranquility. There's a verse, Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. How do we have joy and peace? How do we get joy and peace? But what is the thing we must do that develops joy and peace, that brings joy and peace into our lives? Trust in him. As we trust in the Lord, naturally joy and peace come into our lives because we realize that the Lord is in control of the situations or circumstances we're facing. It's not us trying to fix everything ourselves. So today, the next couple minutes, we're going to look at patience, kindness, and goodness. If I could have my three volunteers join me up here, por favor. Awesome. Everybody give my three volunteers a big hand. You can just stand right there. It is bright, and it's hot, too. So get ready to sweat. It's hard work. Isn't that right, Andrew Hubbard? I'm looking for an answer.
No answer.
Okay. My bad. Yes. Yesterday, we were at the Destiny Christian School's basketball game. Hoo-ah. And I asked these three young people here, Stephen, number one, Marissa, number two, and Bethany, number three, if they would help me out tonight, and they said that they would. Then they said, what do you have to do? And I said, I don't know, we'll figure it out. I still haven't figured it out yet, but they're up here, they're going to help me tonight. So give them a big hand for helping me tonight. Stephen tonight is going to represent patience. Marissa is going to represent kindness. And what's going on with, yeah. And Bethany is going to represent goodness. Does that sound like a good fit for these young people? Yeah. Patience. Stephen, patience, Mr. Patience. What does patience mean? Okay. What is impatient? What would that be?
Not being patient.
Not being patient. I love it. It's delicious. I don't know. It's just water. Did you get this from the toilet? Yeah. There's a turd floating around in here. I didn't realize. I kept bumping into it, but I thought it was ice until I just looked down in here. Isn't that right? Yes. Okay. What do you think patience is?
Waiting on others when you don't think you should have to.
Waiting on others when you don't think you should have to. Excellent. Excellent. And are you by nature naturally patient?
I think I am.
You think so? Great. Awesome. That's really fantastic. I by nature am not naturally patient. Who else? Yeah, well, that's because you're goodness. Okay? And we're going to be down there in a second. We'll see how funny you think it is, all right? All right. Patience. Patience, 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 patience. Have you ever been in the line at the Goodwill store? Who's ever shopped at Goodwill? I have, obviously. Look at my jacket. Whatever. I don't know what it is about Goodwill. I don't know where they hire their people. Poor people, bless their heart. But they are very fast at checking you out. They're looking at these like red tags and these blue tags, and they're looking through this like phone book of like tag colors. and they're like scanning stuff, and like the person in front of you has like three things, like a bowling ball, a mannequin's arm, and a pair of like old underwear, and it still takes them like 45 minutes to check them out, okay? And by the time I get up to the front, you know, with my light bulb and hairspray, I'm just like, I just want to yell at the lady. Anybody ever have that happen to them? Eric? Eric's being honest tonight. I appreciate that. But we're impatient, right? We want it now. We don't want to wait. Who wants to wait? Anybody like to wait? Steven said he was patient, but I don't think he likes to wait. Just sit around and do nothing. You ever been to the doctor? I went to the doctor this week, and they put me in this waiting room, and they sat me down on this table covered in, like, paper, and I'm like, why am I on this, like, paper? I feel like I'm at the deli, you know? I'm like, what, are they going to, like, serve, like, up a salami sandwich here next to me? I don't know what's going on. And so I'm sitting down, and I'm just waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and now I'm really hungry because I'm thinking about deli sandwiches. And the doctor comes in, and I'm like, doctor, where have you been? And, you know, he just, hey, how's it going? And I'm sure he's been in his, like, office playing computer solitaire for the last 30 minutes. You know, what's this guy doing? He's getting paid because I'm there, right? But we're impatient, aren't we? Some of you are just like, will this guy hurry up and get to the next point? This is killing me. Who is that? The back row. I knew it was you guys. I knew it was you guys. I knew it. But you're impatient, right? You don't like to wait. It's like, what's the point? I'm trying to figure it out. That's why I'm talking up here. The definition of patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. How many of us, when there's a delay, we get upset? We're supposed to go somewhere. Your mom's supposed to take you to the movie. And, like, you walk in there and she's, like, in her nightgown or, like, she's obviously not ready to go out, right? She's not about to, like, put you in the car and take you to the movie. And so it's like, oh, that's right. I forgot. Let me go get ready so I can drive you to the movie. And you're like, Mom, all my friends are there. They're waiting on me. What is wrong with you? Yeah, the movie's going to start. I'm going to miss the previews. You guys laugh, but I know this happens. I know I'm not the only one that yells at my mom when I'm waiting on her to take me somewhere. Right? We get impatient when there's a delay. We get upset. But the fruit of the Spirit, when we invite the Lord into our lives and He begins to work on us and move in our lives, patience should start to develop as a natural progression. There's a verse, Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. It says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. There's another word for patience that the Bible uses. Anybody know? It's like an old term word or old-timey word instead of patience. Who said that? Long-suffering. Long-suffering is the other word. Stephen, what does long-suffering mean?
Patience,
excellent. Somebody get this guy a candy bar. Long suffering. Think about those two words, long and suffering. So if you had to think about it, what would that mean? That'd be, I'm suffering a long time. I'm suffering. I am like being tortured to death. I am in mental, physical, spiritual anguish for a long time, but I'm gonna wait it out. I'm gonna hold it out. See, a lot of problems in our society today stem from the fact that people aren't long suffering. They get involved in a relationship. They get involved in a marriage. Hey, this isn't working out for me. I'm not gonna wait it out. I'm not gonna suffer for even 2 seconds. You know what? We'll see you later. We'll part our ways. It'll be okay. You know, it didn't quite work out. But, you know, maybe there's somebody else out there I can go and jump into a marriage with. That's why the divorce rates are so high in our country today, is because we're not long-suffering, we're not patient, we're not willing to wait it out. We're not letting the Lord move in and through our lives. Patience, long-suffering. We need to be patient people, right? Do you see how being impatient causes you to make bad decisions? It does. Trust me. I've made many a bad decision by being impatient, you know? Okay, number two, who are you?
Kindness.
Kindness. What does kindness mean?
Being nice.
Being nice. Kindness. The quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Kindness. Some of us are naturally kind. Some of us are not. If you are naturally kind, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to call on you. I'm not going to, like, make you do anything. Bobby Sayre. Psych. I already got three people up here. So I'm going to ask Marissa to practice kindness on me. Okay? Now, Marissa, you're working at your job, right? Where do you work? Where do you work?
I don't know.
Where do you work?
McDonald's.
And I just ordered a Big Mac with extra big and extra cheese. And you know what? I got it, and there was no cheese on my Big Mac. I'm going to ask Marissa to practice a little kindness on me. Excuse me, you worthless sack of garbage. Where is my cheese? Where is my extra big?
Let me go get that for you.
Okay. What's taking you so long? Why are you so slow? Where's my cheese?
Right here.
Thank you. Okay. You see how being kind changes the situation? See how being kind didn't cause that to, like, turn into this eruption? What if, like, now don't be kind, okay? Be the opposite, all right? All right? Okay, we got this. Where is my cheese, you worthless sack of garbage?
You're obviously not getting it.
You're still being nice. Okay, yeah, I know. What do you mean I'm not getting it? I paid for this Big Mac.
Too bad.
Where's your manager? I want to speak to your manager right now. Hi, manager Steven. You know what? Your employee is mouthing off to me. What are you going to do about that?
She's fired.
She's fired. She's fired. You know why? Because she wasn't being kind. Actually, that would happen, maybe. I don't know. I've never done that, even though it looks like I have once or twice. No, but being kind, showing the other cheek when you're put under pressure, when people belittle you and ridicule you, when you operate in these fruits of the Spirit, it tells people there's something different about you. There's something going on with this person that is different. They can see that. They can sense it. They might not say, hey, that person's a Christian because he's kind, but they'll begin to realize that, hey, this person isn't operating in this dimension that I am, where I chew everybody out all the time. 2 Corinthians 6:6, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, the Holy, I don't know what this is saying. Oh, it should say live. Live in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love. This is what the Bible is telling us to be doing. Number three, what's number three? Goodness, right? Goodness. What? Here we go. What is good?
I think putting yourself aside and doing something good for someone else.
Doing something good, but what does good mean?
Being good.
Hello. No. No comprende.
Not doing something wrong, like bad.
Not doing something bad. That is good, but what is good? Ah. Let's see here. What the heck? What's wrong with you? It's a mutiny. See, that's the trouble with words. Sometimes it can be hard to peg down the meaning. Take a look at the word good, right? If a little girl behaves well, her mother would say, good girl, right? Good little girl. When things have gone well, we would say, I had a good day. Okay. Up is down. If we enjoyed the movie we saw the other night, we would say it was a good movie. Now, in this each one of these cases, we're talking about completely different things, aren't we? We're talking about someone's behavior. We're talking about our day. But what is good? No, that's enjoying something. You can enjoy bad things. You can. You can also enjoy a bad movie. I wouldn't know. Okay. What is good? Good is it meets our internal sense of approval. It, something has lived up to what we think is right. Okay. We go to a movie, we like it. So we say that was a good movie. It meets our standards when something is good. Behavioral standards. We have this internal sense of what is good and what is bad. And when any time in the Bible it talks about goodness, it's not talking about your internal sense. It's talking about God's standard of what is good and what is right. And he has a standard. Let's see here. Oh, good. The quality of being good, virtuous, moral excellence. So what we're really saying is that you can give these people a good hand, blah, blah, blah. Yes, awesome. When we talk about goodness, it's talking about living up to God's standard, living up to what he says is good, living up to what he has determined is right or not right, whenever it talks about goodness. So these are the three areas of the fruit of the Spirit that we should be practicing all the time, especially this week since we have had a new teaching on them. So let's bow our heads real quick. The ability to have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness only develops as our relationship with God matures. Only these things will only develop in you as you crucify your flesh. And that's going to be the hardest part of doing these things. It's not that they're hard to do. It's just we don't want to do them. So, Lord Jesus, I pray tonight for each one of these young people who are here, Lord, that they would allow you to work in their heart and in their life. Lord, that they would crucify their flesh. Lord, we know when our flesh is acting up. We know when we're doing things that aren't pleasing to you. We know when we aren't doing good things. Lord, I pray you would just begin to convict us so that we can crucify our flesh and walk in patience and kindness and goodness. Lord, that we can please you each and every day of our lives. Lord, I pray a blessing over each one of these young people who are here tonight. Lord, that you would protect them, that you would keep them safe from all harm. God, that they would know that you're doing something in their life, that you have a destiny and a plan for each one of them. I thank you for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen. Give your neighbor an elbow. And if you filled out one of the recruit applications, come and meet me up at the front. If you didn't fill one out but you're still curious about what it is, come meet me up here. And we'll see you Friday night.